Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
So, Terry, I'm thinking we're in hurricane season, aren't
We
we?
are.
With that in mind, folks, it kind of brings some not so happy memories back of Katrina and such. So, what's been done since Katrina, Terry, to help folks with families in cases of disaster?
Well, the one thing that's been done that's actually significant is in 06, then President Bush signed in the Pet Evacuation and Transport Standard, which basically is to help prevent the stuff that happened in Katrina and the mishandling of all those pets and that whole situation. Haven't actually read the standard, but it basically allows FEMA to help evacuate the animals, which before they couldn't do.
Right.
And it helps to find shelters that are in pet-friendly places where families can stay with their pets.
Okay, so it's a federal law, and I'm not
It's an
sure.
act.
Oh, it's an act. I'm
It's an act.
sorry.
It's called the Pets Act.
Okay.
Kind of
Never
go figure.
mind.
Yeah, it's the feds.
Yeah, we love y'all, huh? You listening out there, Washington? Okay, so onward. Okay, well, here's the thing, Terry. I don't know what individual states are doing. But we have this wonderful researcher who by trade is a librarian, and that just makes her fabulous at what she does. And she's looking into what's being done in our particular state based on this act. So when we have that information, we will let you all know. We will end up posting what's going on in our state and encourage you all to do the same thing. We do not know what this means to us
Right,
here in Virginia.
right. I have not read it. I did hear that it came out, but it's we need something in English.
Again, because of the time of year here in the U.S., and because of the whole hurricane threat, we really like the idea of a pet evacuation kit, and we will post a list for you guys on our website. But you need to really have this ready to pick up and walk out the door in case of an emergency with your supplies and your critters. So, we're just going to run down this list really, really quickly. You should have enough food, water, and medicine as needed for 5 days.
Yeah, I would think at a minimum.
At a minimum,
Yeah.
yeah. And you need a first aid kit, not just for you humans, but for your critters. And if I can find a comprehensive list of what should go in that, I will also post it because sometimes we don't know what we need for our animals. And I think we can help folks with that.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing is veterinary records. Now, even if you don't have the full records, at least get the rabies shots, because a lot of places that you're going to kennel may not let them in if you don't have proof of documentation.
Yeah, and actually, I would try very hard to have the full veterinary record of shot records, even if you can store them online so you can access them later in a Google Doc or something. Because there's also the Bordetella. That's for kennel cough. And if your dog is not up to date on that, again, if you want to board your dog somewhere, they may not take the dog. In fact,
Right.
they probably won't take the dog.
Probably won't without proof. Then don't forget toys, blankets, things that are familiar to them, as well as some grooming items. Make sure that you have brushes and whatever is normal for the dog. Try to keep this as uneventful as you possibly can. It's already going to be stressful.
That's exactly right. Dogs are accustomed to their stuff, just like we are. And make sure you have their bowls along for their food and water. If you do canned food and it's the kind that doesn't have the pop tops, make sure you take a can opener that's not electric.
Yes, they do still make those.
Yes, they do. I have one. I'm a strange lady. And then, just for the cleanup piece of this, because inevitably you're going to need the cleanup piece of this, have paper towels with you and trash bags and have some bleach and something that you can mix bleach and water in, like a 50-50 combo in case you have to clean up after your dog or your cat.
Right. And then if you do have cats, don't forget something that you can make a litter box out of. And that can be really simple. That can be, a soda case, the cardboard soda cases for the cans. That could be just any cardboard box or even a trash bag that's placed in such a way the cat can get in and out of it
Right.
without too much effort.
I like the aluminum baking pans thing. That's probably also a good one to take on the road.
Right, and you can get them at the dollar store.
Right, for nothing.
So they're cheap.
Yep. $1?
$1. Go figure. That's why the store is named that.
Cat litter.
Cat litter's good.
Yeah. And don't forget poopy bags. Guys, you know, this is a general rule. If you take your dog out for a walk on a leash, if you don't have poop bags with you, I'm going to know, and I'm going to come find you, and I'm going to smack you.
She'll be on your doorstep.
All right, what else?
Just general pet identification. Make sure that if you don't, you should have this anyway, but a tag on the dog's collar that says, "Hi, my name is Skippy, and this is my phone number. Contact my parents if you find me."
And if you have, if your dog is microchipped, you should have that number with you, although, you know, the idea is that if the dog is lost from you, the dog can be scanned for the microchip number. But make sure that your contact information with the company that owns the microchip is up to date.
It's current. Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's an old phone number and it doesn't forward, they're not going to be able to find you if they find your dog without you.
Yep, good point. Current photos.
Yeah.
So you can post up lost dog, lost kitty, you know, type reward type stuff. Get it out there. Get people seeing it. So, you know, if you're stopping by the shelters because the dogs might be lost, they're going to want to know what the dog looks like.
And here's just the thought. Not only have several pictures of your critters, but I'd probably throw, I'm going to go home and do this actually, have a thumb drive with you that you can throw a lot of this stuff on, documentation, images, that sort of thing. Not that you're going to find a place you can print stuff quickly, but long term, I think having stuff on a thumb drive as well as hard copies is just a really, really good idea.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Now, the one thing to remember is the thumb drives do have a life because they are sort of a strange type of memory chip, and over time they degrade. So
you techie geek, you. I didn't know that.
They do. And eventually they'll wear out.
Time frame? A couple of years?
Many years.
Okay.
5 years, 10 years.
So don't throw it in a lockbox or something, and 10 years later expect it to be
exactly.
Working.
And don't keep it in your car because the heat will make it break down faster.
Oh, it sure makes me break down faster. So yeah. Okay. Anyway, what else?
How about some harnesses and some leashes and whatever you normally take to take your dog for a walk?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd have multiples with me just because, you know, I go anywhere with my dogs, and I have an extra collar, an extra leash, just in case. And sometimes it's for somebody else's dog. You know, they show up without one. Also, pet carriers, for our big doggy friends, make sure that a carrier is big enough for the dog to stand up, turn around, and lie down in. And for cats, big enough to put a litter box in. Remember, you may be somewhere where you can't just let your cat out loose to use the litter box. So you need everything self-contained so your cat will be safe and be able to use that litter box.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Name and number of your vet.
Mm-hmm.
Any other contact emergency numbers that you might need?
Yeah, I have all of that in my cell phone. And you should have it somewhere else too, just in case. Again, I love having things online that are accessible. If you want to do yourself a little laminated card that you keep in your wallet at all times, I believe in like at least double backing up this kind of stuff, if not triple, only because in an emergency, you just don't know. Maybe the cell phone won't work. Maybe you lost it. If you just have a piece of paper, if it gets wet, probably won't be able to read what's on it.
Probably won't work,
and let's assume there's no electricity, so you're not going to be able to print anything. So that's why the little laminated card can be a really, really good idea.
Right.
Okay. Now.
So the other thing to keep in mind, you know, this is all great, but now you're actually getting ready to evacuate due to whatever reason, storm, tornadoes, whatever it is. Where are you going to stay?
Yeah.
Think about what's available, you know, 50 or 100 miles away from your home that's pet friendly.
Right. Can you take dogs and cats there?
Yeah, or birds. Or
birds or
you,
anything else.
Yeah,
so are they going to just look at you funny and go, not here?
Yeah, I don't think so, but thanks for playing.
Right. So, yeah, you need to know that ahead of time. Now, we have a great resource here in the Richmond area, right, Terry?
Right, that's Family Dog Digest. And Dick Samuels does a July issue every year that has the Virginia area pet-friendly hotels, motels all listed in it. It's phenomenal. That's something we always keep a copy of from year to year to make sure that we know where we're going if we have to get out of here.
I think that goes down into North Carolina a bit, doesn't it?
It could.
I think it does. I'm not sure. But you just find out what your resources are in your area, folks. We're lucky because we have Dick Samuels,
right.
And so he does the work for us.
Right.
But make sure you have that tucked into what you're going to take with you so you know which direction to go. You know where you're going to stay tonight.
Right. And there's likely other states that have similar publications.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'm sure there's someplace online that'll have it, depending. Don't know about Europe at all, and I do know that we have European listeners. So
right.
Check it out. Plan in advance.
And if anybody out there wants to share information like from like the UK or anywhere else in Europe
right.
or anywhere with our listeners, pop us an email at Bark Radio, and we'll put information up
yeah,
on
absolutely.
Our website.
Happy to share. That's what we're here for.
Yep. Okay, so back to we have to get the heck out of Dodge. You know, the first one is fill up your car with gas.
make sure you're ready. If they sell you the storm's coming, at least go to the gas station and fill up,
please.
Just in case.
And make sure that you have plenty of coolant and water. You just don't want to be breaking down on the road when you're heading out of town
right.
when something's chasing you.
The other thing that you might add to that is a can of Instant Spare, so you don't have to stop if you get a nail puncture or something.
Ooh,
well, you have to stop to put the can in, but you don't
right.
have to change the tire. It's 5 minutes versus 15 or 20
that's
minutes.
That's a really good idea, because you know it's going to happen at the worst time.
Usually does, yeah.
In my world, it does. Okay, what else here?
Well, evacuate early. Don't wait for them to come knocking at your door and saying you have to leave now. When the warnings come out and they give you notification, you know, get out of Dodge.
Take a little vacation. Take a couple days away from what's normal and take your animals with you. We know things are going to be better from now on because of Katrina with our domestic animals, but I honestly don't know how much better. And as a result of that, you bet your butt. I'll tell you, they tell me something's going to hit here hard in a day or in 2 days, mini vacation.
Yeah.
We're heading somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yep. Meet you there. We'll play with the poochies.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
So, and this is true regardless of the situation. If you have to stop somewhere along the way, don't leave your pets in the car with the windows up, even for a minute, because it's just not—it's not good for them.
Nope. You know? And heat in the summertime can kill them in a heartbeat. We've had this conversation on Bark Radio before. This is just another reminder. Yeah, there's no better or quicker or easier way to kill your dog or your cat than to leave them in a car in the summertime. Period. So don't do it.
Right. Well, we already mentioned crates,
mm-hmm.
and that's always good. There are the wire crates are definitely better because you can get more air through them. It's more comfortable for the pet. There are plastic ones that do have air conditioning units or fan units on them, both, depending on how much you want to spend. So whatever you have, just keep that in mind. You have to keep the pet cool regardless of where it is in the vehicle.
Yeah, my favorite little thing is the little fan that you can attach to the door of the wire crate. Battery operated,
yeah,
and at least it's something to get
right.
air moving around your dog.
Yep.
Okay, we already did this. Those ID tags, make sure they're there, and make sure there's a current cell phone number on the tag. You're not going to be home by the landline.
Yeah.
In case of emergency, so
won't help.
Not going to do you a lot of good.
And frankly, you don't even know if the cell phones will be working
right.
depending on the storm, but at least there's a better chance.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, if you're in a situation where you have to ride the storm out, make sure you find a safe place. Keep the, again, depending on the type of situation, maybe you're in the central part of the house in a hallway somewhere. Make sure your pets are with you. Keep everybody together.
Absolutely. It's just kind of like keeping the kids together. Herd them all in one place. You know, get yourself in an interior bathroom or something. And, you know, one of the suggestions, if it's coming your way and you can't get out, seal up as much as you can, and basically hope for the best.
Right.
That's all you can do.
Exactly.
And, oh, yeah, storm's coming, big nasty storm is coming. Well, your pets should be in the house already, but if they're not, fool, go out and get them and bring them in, because it could scare the living daylights out of them.
Yeah, I mean, dogs especially will spook, and it could be thunderstorms or whatever type of storm it is.
And if they can get out of where they are, like your yard, they will.
Right.
And you may never find them again.
Exactly, exactly. So I think the key here is be prepared.
Absolutely. Be prepared. Know it can happen where you live, because it's happened to too many folks over the years. And we are responsible for our own animals. The government is responsible for, well, I'm not sure what, but make
taxes.
Your... Taxes. So that means death, too? Taxes and death. It's all your fault. At any rate, you be prepared. You take responsibility for your animals. Keep them safe.
Right. Keep them safe. See you, folks.